My name is Radhasita Charan. I'm a medical student at Jefferson Medical College, and I was at the breastfeeding center with Ann Muirwood for the last 3 years, so I've been doing data analysis on and off for them now. I'm here to talk to you today about banning the bags, which is a topic involving the distribution of hospital-based formula sample packs, and we did a national survey in 2007, so this is just a follow-up survey looking at 20 specific states regarding their formula sample pack distribution within the hospitals. Just a little heads up, it wasn't our intention, but we just had this information or this data published in Pediatrics, and it came out this October. We submitted it after we submitted this to APHA, thinking that there wouldn't be an overlap with time. So unfortunately, it's already out. If you've seen it, great. If you haven't, read it. So. No relations to disclose. Just a little bit of background information. Sample pack distribution is against the World Health Organization code for marketing of infant formula, and Ban the Bags was a national movement launched at ILCA in 2006 that worked to get bags out of hospitals because there's a problem with advertising in hospitals. Our previous study, which was published in JHL in 2010 and presented at ILCA, showed that the extent of national distribution in 2007 was pretty high. So we used that as our baseline for this study. Currently, I think for a CDC 2011 breastfeeding report card, 15% of U.S. infants breastfeed exclusively at 6 months, and studies have shown that sample packs do impact the exclusivity of breastfeeding at 6 months. So in 2007, 91% of U.S. hospitals distributed formula company sample packs, according to our study, and 89% of newborns who were born at hospitals within the U.S. were exposed to sample pack distribution. So the objective of this study was to identify trends in formula sample pack distribution over time, from 2007 until 2010, among hospitals and states in the top and bottom quintiles for bag-free status in 2007, the top being the top 10 states, and the bottom being the bottom 10 states. The eligibility criteria that we used for this study included whether the hospital had a maternity service, of course, delivering babies, and if the hospital was in one of the top 10 or bottom 10 states from 2007. Top 10 meaning they had the lowest rates of formula sample pack distribution among the state, and bottom 10 meaning that they had the highest rates of sample pack distribution within the state. We also included DC too, so this should say 50 states plus DC. And the hospital database that we used was from the 2007 study, just to have some type of following up. And we called 1,323 hospitals from December 2009 until April 2010 and administered survey questions to 1,239 of these hospitals. As you can see, 84 hospitals are missing, the reason being that either the maternity service closed or the hospital closed. We actually didn't have a problem with getting through to hospitals, surprisingly. We were pretty adamant about reaching them, so we called a couple of them 4, 5, 6 times. We didn't have a cap on how many times we could call the hospital. And so survey questions. We first asked, when we got through to someone at the maternity service, if their hospital distributed a formula company-sponsored diaper discharge bag to any new mothers. The reasoning behind using the word any as opposed to just new mothers was because even if they are giving out formula sample packs to new mothers who are only saying they're going to be formula feeders, it still would have impacted any decision we thought that they would have made regarding breastfeeding. Other information we collected included the position of the respondent, the date, generally the month and year, that the hospital went bag-free, if they said that they were, and if the respondent knew the number of births per year in the hospital. And we also made sure to call back or verify with a lactation consultant or a nurse manager for hospitals that responded differently in 2010 as compared to 2007. Majority of cases in which there was a change in bag-free status went from the hospital distributing bags in 2007 to becoming bag-free in 2010. So we just wanted to make sure we had the information right. So just a little bit about the analysis. We used SAS for a paired t-test comparing the overall distribution of bags in the top 10 from 2007 to 2010 and the bottom 10 from 2007 to 2010. And we did chi-squared analyses for each state, comparing before and after. We used a significance level of alpha 0.05, and we used weighting to account for the varying number of hospitals per state. So Rhode Island, for example, has 7 hospitals. Texas has over 200 hospitals. If you look at percentages, Rhode Island would have a far greater weight to it than Texas would. So we decided that based on proportions, we'd say that states with more hospitals should be given more weight. And results, of the 1,239 hospitals, 349 were bag-free in 2010, and the percentage of bag-free hospitals ranged from 0 to 86% by state. And average percentages, the top 10 in 2007, we had 25% of hospitals being bag-free, and this jumped to 46% in 2010. Of the bottom 10 states, less than 1% were bag-free in 2007, and 7% of hospitals in the bottom 10 states were bag-free in 2010. So this table just shows the difference in proportion comparing 2007 to 2010. So you can see Rhode Island went from having 43% of their 7 hospitals being bag-free, which is 3 of the hospitals, to all but 1 of the hospitals being bag-free in 2010, which is pretty exciting for them.
Is that bag-free now?
Yeah, the whole
state. Oh, man, that's awesome. Woo! Good job, Rhode Island.
As of today, November 1, the last hospital went
bag-free. Good job, Rhode Island. Just cross that out then. So all of the states in the top 10 experienced significant differences in the proportion of bag-free hospitals compared in those 3 years. There wasn't really a specific regional distribution, but it's pretty interesting to see that some of the states have very strong breastfeeding coalitions. I know Massachusetts and Oregon both do, and I also think New Mexico does too.
New Mexico had a big program to get rid of bags.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, like Mothering Magazine did a photo shoot on the bags. They were based in New Mexico. They had to go out of state to find bags.
Cool.
To photograph.
That's awesome. All right. And so these are the results for the bottom 10 states. And Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Iowa, and New Jersey all experienced significant differences in proportion comparing 2007 to 2010 for the distribution of bags. D.C., Maryland, Mississippi, Arkansas, and South Dakota distribute bags at all of their hospitals, or distributed bags at all of their hospitals as of 2010 within those states and D.C. So results for the top 10 states based on the paired t-test. 19%, there was a mean weighted difference in the increase of proportion of bag-free hospitals of 19%, which was significant. And for the bottom 10 states, there was a mean weighted difference in the increase of proportion of bag-free hospitals of 6%, and this was also significant. As you can see, it wasn't as great of a change as the top 10 states. So just a little bit of discussion. We were thinking about what could be responsible for this trend, because there definitely are state variations. The national campaign most likely has something to do with it. I'm sure it does. Could task forces be something to look into? State policy, should it be dependent only on hospital policy? In California, for example, the Kaiser Foundation, rather the Kaiser Health System, has a big pull in hospitals based on what hospital policy should be. So they were the ones that provided the impetus for removal of these formula packs in those hospitals. Texas, I don't know if that was, yeah. Texas has something called the 10-step program. Texas 10-step. And this was one of their ways to get formula sample packs out of hospitals. And the Texas 10-step is very similar to the baby-friendly initiative, except there's not a certification process for it in the same way. It's their own state program, which is pretty cool. So it seemed like that had a big impact on hospitals within that state wanting to remove formula sample packs. And are there national attempts now to limit industry influence, and how can we encourage this trend in less active states? Because it does seem like states that have more bag-free hospitals already are more likely to go further with that bag-free status as compared to states like South Dakota, where it might just be hard to start to get that process going. So, conclusion, significant trends in discontinuation for both the top 10 and bottom 10 states. And as I said before, the top 10 states had a greater increase in bag-free hospitals than the bottom 10. Okay, and if your hospital is bag-free, go ahead to banthebags.org and report it, please. Okay, that's it.